This is JIS News. Coming up, PATH conducting recertification exercise. Major rehabilitation work to continue under the Transportation Infrastructure Rehabilitation Program and close to 200 Jamaicans to gain employment in Canadian fast food chain. The details after this message.
Recognize clients and colleagues with a corporate gift that's one of a kind, or Golden Jubilee snapshots of Post-Independent Jamaica, an award-winning publication. Call the JIS today.
I'm on the mission.
Now the news. Over 38,000 families on the Program of Advancement through Health and Education, PATH, are to participate in an island-wide recertification exercise being carried out by the Ministry of Labor and Social Security. Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer says the focus of the recertification exercise is to determine the level of adjustments or changes in the family status of the selected households after receiving PATH benefits over a specified period.
This visit is part of the Ministry's continued thrust to improve and monitor delivery of PATH services to families on the program. We are very mindful that within the last 4 years, families have relocated to other parishes, they have migrated or lost members, and our database must reflect these changes as we seek to strengthen our systems to ensure fairness, accuracy, and equity. We want to confirm that PATH benefits are reaching the families that are really in need.
Minister Kellyer was speaking in an interview with JIS News on Wednesday. The recertification exercise is expected to be completed by the end of July. The Early Childhood Commission, ECC, is implementing three pilot programs aimed at helping teachers identify children with educational and developmental challenges before they matriculate to primary school. Speaking at a JIS think tank session on Wednesday, Executive Director of the ECC, Professor Maureen Sams-Vaughan, said the instruments being piloted are the family risk, child development screening, and readiness evaluation tools.
So what we want to do is, starting at the family level, identify children then who are likely to be at risk. Then as the children are growing between 0 to 3 years, the child development screening tool can be used by anybody in the health, education, or social sectors. And then at 4 years, the readiness evaluation to identify children's needs before they go into primary school.
The instruments are being tested in several health centers, nurseries, and preschools across the island. The pilots are scheduled to be completed by the end of this year. The programs should be fully implemented in 2014. Close to 200 Jamaicans are expected to receive employment at the Tim Hortons fast food chain in Canada. Executives and franchise owners will, during the course of this week, interview prospective employees, several of whom applied online. The meetings are scheduled for Kingston, Outerios, and Montego Bay. Labour Minister Derek Kellyer says he has had discussions with representatives from the restaurants concerning plans for the expansion of the partnership.
This is an opportunity to open up Jamaica to the fast food giants who want an opportunity to get good quality productive workers. They have had some already, and they are quite happy with those that they have already employed, and as such, they are seeking to engage many more of our people.
Representatives from the Tim Hortons fast food chain in Canada conducted the first recruitment session at the Labour Ministry on Wednesday. And major rehabilitation work is set to continue under the Transportation Infrastructure Rehabilitation Program. The Inter-American Development Bank IDB-funded program targets the rehabilitation and maintenance of key sections of the country's main and primary road network by minimizing the impact of flooding along these corridors. As outlined in the 2013-2014 estimates of expenditure, just over $1 billion is being provided for the continuation of the program this fiscal year. The program, which got underway in February 2008, has seen the construction of the Hope River Bridge and associated protective works, as well as the completion of works under Phases 1 and 2 of the Yalas River Training Exercise. Activities slated for 2013 to 2014 include the completion of work on the Belmont to Ferris Cross Road in Westmoreland and the Roselle Revetment Project in St. Thomas. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.